Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hey, and welcome to the break, winter break episode. Yeah, it's not traditional, but it's what we do.
We're just here to beauty tame.
I'm just here to have sex with someone on a ski vacation.
Of Podly-dum. Yep, that's right. It's Podly-dum. And that's what we do. I'm Lex Cecile Price.
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
I'm Jada B. Crump.
And we're here to just chit chat.
Yeah, we're also in person.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we both had a break episode.
Oh,
and also in person.
Yes.
About a while, I mean, a cycle, but you know what I mean.
I was in a summer dress the last time we recorded in person.
Oh my gosh.
And now you're in winter wear.
Cardigans.
Cardigans all. Well, we've done two of the guy cycles and three of the social media cycles.
I can't believe Kelly sticks around for another cycle.
Though she's not even...
Like, I don't even remember her from that cycle. I've weirdly rewatched moments of 22 a lot. Mostly for Niall.
Sure.
Entirely for Niall. A little bit for dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your Tyra 2 list.
Yeah, Niall and dogs.
Just as greasy.
Come on, those dogs are way less greasy than Niall.
Sure. My dog gets a grease stripe down Ooh. Down her back, so.
Guys, I don't remember Niall. Let me discover this in real time.
Just Jersey.
Man, I know a couple of listeners have reached out because they're excited to predict model basics, as always, the person, because y'all were right about Raelia.
Sure were.
It, sure does feature my least favorite contestant probably of all time in Mikey.
That long blonde.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember
Is
him.
It Nordic. You give him, like, Nordic hair?
Yeah.
I don't remember why,
mm-hmm.
because I don't remember the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember he's, like, famously one of, I think, universally, Worst. Everyone's like, no, thank you.
He's awful, and Tyra loves him. It's both.
Worst combo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tyra, we gotta talk about your...
Tasted men?
Yeah, your early 2010s tasting dudes.
The fact that Eric Asla is, like, not problematic, seemingly. Is
How did you work that out?
Because they didn't Tyra? Actually have a relationship.
No, like, yeah, maybe. Maybe that was it. Maybe it's just
they had a nice work.
That's something I'm interested to see, though, is are we going to have more photographers
nope,
at all?
I think it's just Eric Asla.
The whole cycle?
The whole cycle.
Not even Massimo?
No. I think it's only Eric Asla, which is going to make research great.
Yeah, well. You ready for episodes 10 minutes
maybe
shorter?
Maybe I'll just bring... Weird Eric Asla quotes.
Every time. Oh. No, every time. One new Eric
facts.
Fact.
Eric facts?
Yes. Here's your Eric fact of the week. He loves peanut butter jelly sandwiches. And that's Eric Asla of the week.
I know this is a lot of people's least favorite cycle of all time, I'm going to say.
That's interesting because I remember when we did our poll in the Discord, I believe on Twitter, 22 is the one they were the most looking forward by a pretty clear majority of us talking about. Part of that's we're going to get the full tilt bonkers reality of beautytainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's at the forefront.
The MLM scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and apologies if you haven't seen this cycle and you can just skip past this, but one of our more beloved winners of the late era of Top Model.
One of those folks almost similar to Winnie in some ways that I think people forget was on Top Model.
Yes.
Might even be like, wow, they were a celebrity and then got on Dancing with the Stars. And you're like, well, sort of.
They were on the other two as a terrible person.
Yeah. This is a thing, though, where if I remember correctly, and we'll learn as we go, unlike some of the other more famous people from Top Model, Niall's like, yeah, I was on Top Model and that helped make me famous.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Well, maybe that's just what his translator says to the... I am prepared to see them treat Niall badly.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I remember
that
a
definitely
really
happens.
Bad moment.
Mm-hmm.
The only real moment I remember is the dark shoot.
In the dark shoot? Uh-huh.
What?
There's a shoot where they shoot in the dark.
Fully in the dark.
So Niall can't communicate.
Oh, uh-huh. That's poor taste.
Yep. It's very, very bad. That's the only thing I remember. And they will still find a way to blame him when it doesn't go well.
I'm hoping to discover some other contestants to really like I did in this previous cycle, though. I want more shies. Yeah, I want another wine club.
I do think one or two of the women are actually extremely accomplished models in that cycle, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, because I don't remember any of the actual modeling this season.
I don't remember a single photo shoot thing.
I will tell you.
Paired. I remember they got paired.
Dogs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I will tell you to be prepared for our comeback contestant because
I have no idea.
If I'm recalling it correctly, we'll see. I feel like it is pure Tyra favoritism.
I also think this is the cycle with the top model app and they get a full body scan.
Yeah, they get a body scan.
That's right.
Oh, I think the winner gets to be in the game.
Like that fucking RuPaul game that now Brooklyn has to record.
I've tried everywhere to find old downloads of that evaporated from the world. Yeah. You can find that DS game.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can emulate the DS game.
Yeah, but that's about it.
And we are finally going to Vegas.
They hinted at it the whole fucking this cycle.
They dropped those bread cubs this early. Can you get ready for Vegas?
21 would have made way more sense for a Vegas cycle.
Right? Everything make more sense.
Yep.
In some ways, cycle 21 felt like what I thought cycle 22 was.
Yes.
Like the entire time. I think that's why in some ways these are, all three of these cycles are more confusing.
Yeah.
Because I think even having recorded all these episodes, when we look back, when we're talking about 23 and 24, I think I'll have trouble remembering which contestants were from which cycle. I have a feeling they're going to Murky Lake altogether.
Sure. But I truly, to go back to your original point, like, can't remember any Kelly from cycle 22.
No.
I mean, it's our last cycle. Maybe she's coasting. Maybe. Is Miss J back? Do we know?
I don't think Miss J.
I don't remember.
I don't think Miss J back.
I remember almost nothing from the judging.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's all still score-based. Mm. It's kind of interesting to go into a cycle with us having this limited knowledge because things are surprises, good or bad, to, like, talk about, though. Because then we'll get to cycle 23, Rita Ora's cycle.
Which I remember very well.
But also, we'll just have we'll have so much fresh stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Not only new host, obviously, but a new judging panel.
A new entire look for the show.
Yeah.
A look that I love. Mm-hmm. I think the refresh logo and aesthetic, the pastels.
Yes.
I think everything looks great, but I also can barely tell you a contestant from that cycle.
Mm-hmm. I'm also realizing there is a lot less time than I thought between 22 and 23. When you look at the actual years, I thought, oh, it got canceled or Tyra get fed up.
I thought there was like a 5-year gap.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's only like 2 years.
Yeah. It just changed networks, basically.
It was wild.
But I do remember that, because I remember when it came back, it was a big deal. They were like, top models back. You thought it was done? Uh-uh.
Rita Ora says no.
Yeah.
And then Tyra said,
how
taking
that
back.
And doesn't Tyra guest in the Rita Ora cycle? She must.
I remember.
I think.
It's got to be there at least one episode.
I seem to vaguely remember it, because it's a big deal. And that's what I thought was going to be the new thing, is there's always going to be a Tyra episode, which is a good idea.
Which should have been thing.
Yeah.
But Tyra can't let things go.
No, especially
when it was popular. She was like, well, now it's my turn.
And
the thing is,
And Ashley Graham was like, I could just do it. No.
Ashley Graham would have been a great host.
So good. The only things I really know about Rita Ora are that she hosted Top Model for one season and that she's now married to Taika Waititi.
Yeah, in their open relationship.
Yes. Sexiest three-way ever.
Oh,
I'm
going to
be interested because we've talked very positively about Ashley Graham.
Yes.
I'll be interested on an episode-by-episode basis to see how we feel about her critiques.
Yes, because we did watch her on America Beauty Star.
And sometimes she had opinions and we were like, really? Nothing offensive, but just like, wild. That's what you like? Huh.
I'm not excited for La Roche.
I was going to ask.
When does Stacey McKenzie come? Because she's one of these two. She's one of the VH1 ones. VH1? Logo?
Yes,
Bravo?
VH1.
Yeah, logo. Logo picked
MTV?
Up.
Paramount Plus. Oh, by the way, we should say and thank you to, we'll give them a special shout out when we actually get to those cycles, but,
y'all did the work.
Y'all did the work, and we do have these episodes. They're downloaded. We have a Google Drive. We're going to be able to 100% podcast. And as of this recording, Cycle 23 is still on Hulu. Cause I would prefer to be able to watch Cycle 23 on a real streaming platform. Yeah,
me too.
And I would prefer to not have to pay extra money for it if possible.
Yeah.
We've left the bounds of Amazon.
It's that's so true that we're about to get out of that. Mm-hmm. Not that $9.99 SD.
We made it through our Amazon era.
Now we're in we're in our pirate era.
I'm a little sad that we didn't get to the cycles that were on Netflix while they were still on Netflix.
Because they were random?
Well, yeah, but it was these, basically. Yeah. Because we know it was the Will one because he talked about it on his Instagram. And I would have just been interested to see how it was presented. Like, is Tyron's different?
Whoa.
We know they're in a more, like, sans serif font. Just like a little modern font for your pleasure.
I just want to see Trixie and Katya's We Like to Watch about old top models.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. And we'll get Katya.
We will eventually. And Raven.
Yeah.
Before they try to
prove a contestant's homophobic. And she's like, not really. I'm not saying I'm the best model, but I'm not as homophobic as you think.
Yeah, I down the line, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a redemption of Liberty.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I want her to give what I have started in my headcanon calling the Hannah from Alaska Award. where are they now? We're like, pretty good.
So sometimes I think about the end of our podcast and then I have a panic attack and then I stop thinking about it for a while.
Sure.
Much like, you know, death, other things like that.
sure.
We
should have our own fierces and give out awards like the Hannah from Alaska Award.
And you know what we could do? We could let the fans like vote on some stuff.
Yes, oh yeah. Could. And if you want to be part of that, if you're not a part of that, join the Discord. Yes. I think in these last couple cycles, the Discord's going to be pop big.
We're all going to need to support each other more than ever in these unprecedented times.
Speaking of the Discord, there's been a conversation in one of the threads recently where a bunch of the members were talking about how, again, the conversation people have all the time of like the difference between being good on Top Model and being good outside the show at modeling.
Yeah.
And someone in the Discord titled Top Model Tyra Ball.
I love that. And
perfect.
And that is A+ work. We could not have done it better because that is what Top Model is. It's Tyra Ball.
Yep.
You're good at Top Model.
And if you don't know what that reference is because you're like young or whatever, Calvin Ball.
Yes.
Okay. Calvin Hobbs. Just no rules. The rules change constantly.
I had the collections, the big collections of those comics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember the day that, where were you?
When the day that JW is about to say happened.
Where it was the last Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
And it's like dead bird. And it was very beautiful. I had the newspaper or the comic section for a very long time that contained that. I don't know if I still have it though.
Somebody I went to college with for their senior thesis did a Calvin grows up thing.
Ooh.
And I did not care for it. It really wanted to make you cry. It really, 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 really wanted you to cry.
Well, I think it's interesting anytime there was a trend in art for a while where people were trying to 30, 40 year old cartoon characters. And I'm always fascinated because my vision of the characters almost never aligns with what other people think they'll grow into.
Right.
Yeah.
And a big part of it's people just like tattoos and piercings and like funky hair and whatever. And I'm not saying that couldn't happen to many of these characters, but like, I don't see that for Angelica Pickles. We also got the tweens of them in All Growed Up Grown Up. I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
All Growed, probably.
I think that was like the funny name, but I think maybe All Grown Up, they had to change it. That's what it was. The pilot was All Grown Up. The show was All Grown Up. Yeah. I just remember the great Cree Summer theme song.
Oh, well.
All Grown Up With You.
Voice of our childhood, Cree Summer.
Love. I hope her and Tara Strong are just always happy. Is there a show I'm pitching right now? Find an animated show. It's just three leads. And the voice actors are Tara Strong, Lauren Tom, Cree Summer, and let the three of them do what they want.
Deborah Wilson, guess.
Sure. Great. Danielle Gaither. Get her on there. Yeah. Matt TV people had a lot of... Nicole Sullivan? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why did everyone from Matt TV become...
A successful voiceover.
Yeah. Because they were just like, I'm not going to be live anymore.
And if those agents are listening...
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Matt TV, folks. Do y'all both know Arda Marine?
Yeah.
I do not.
She was a Mad TV person. Mm-hmm. She still continues
very
to
small.
She did a lot of At Midnight, I feel.
Yeah, she did a ton of At Midnight.
She's super fun. I've always really liked her vibe. And they were she was being interviewed. I unfortunately do not remember on what. It was a podcast. And she said, like the difference between Mad TV and SNL, because they're on at the same time, obviously. Yeah. And she was talking about, she's like, it was a lot of the same work, just without the Vanity Fair covers. I was like, I don't even know who that's a dig at, but it's so true. Like,
life. Yeah. The world.
It was a lot of the same work, except none of us went to NYU. Spicy tea.
But all of them are working.
I say that as someone who went to NYU, so.
She can say it.
She has a friend at NYU.
A lot of my friends graduated from NYU, okay?
There's going to be someone from NYU in my wedding.
Look, I love the people who went to NYU. I just hate that they went to NYU.
I'm not scared of you.
Truly, never be scared of anyone who went to NYU.
No, and you'll know who went to NYU immediately because they'll tell you. Because all my friends that went to NYU, I really love. And it's really funny.
I know, I had to reveal that to you.
But it is that. It's so funny that, like, it's one of the most, maybe this is just a New York thing. Maybe. And maybe it's just a creative folks within New York thing. Maybe this is super niche.
Yeah.
But the NYU-ness of things is such a consistent New-ness. Joke told over and over with the same angle from everyone, including people to NYU. And I just wonder truly what the start of that was.
Part of it, I think, is truly that makes Manhattan a college town. So,
which is so funny.
It was my college town.
Yeah. But it's like wild.
A very limited portion, I will say. I didn't go above 14th Street until I was like 22. That's an exaggeration, but.
You're like, Union Square, no thank you.
If the L touches it, I don't want it.
Oh, it's on the west side?
Y'all, I had one of the only A to L subway experiences the other day. Like Lauren before me, took that L.
Because that's what she did.
Fine. Is there a connection between the new W train or the remixed W train and the L? Because it'd be funny to take an L to a W.
Probably.
Union Square?
Yeah.
Yeah, Union Square probably.
Yeah. Well, Union Square is, I guess, every subway station, to be fair. So yeah, y'all are probably right.
It's not the Port Authority bus terminal where you can transfer to the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
A, C, E.
It's all of them.
The shuttle. That's my favorite.
I love the shuttle.
Which I've taken once.
If people outside of New York don't know, the W train is part of the Yellow Line. And it was, when I moved to New York, gone.
Yeah, it was.
It was
gone
reintroduced.
When I moved.
Yes. But it had existed before.
I was here when it was here originally. Not originally, but I've seen it come and go.
It made me very happy because anytime you buy like MTA merch, with magnets of just like the one line. Mm-hmm. I used to only have a J and now I have a J and a W.
Oh,
it makes me very happy. Yeah.
They're fun colors too.
Oh yeah. Because the J is what?
Purple? No.
Is it? I don't know if I ever take it. It's not green. It's not a G line.
No.
Thing, isn't it?
Green is 456. This
was
is
the
real
dark green.
The dark
because,
green, yeah.
Oh.
There's chartreuse as well. There was this,
You only know if you have to go to Brooklyn.
It's true.
Yeah.
There was this, decommissioned MTA merch.
That just happened.
Are they selling stuff with the 9 on it? Because I still think about the 9 train sometimes.
I love the
9 train.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 9.
It's red?
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I don't know if this is interesting to anyone else, but the history of the New York MTA is truly fascinating to me. There have been whole books just about the signs.
Can I tell you what I want a deep dive history on? And listeners, please let me know if this exists.
J is brown. Purple is 7.
Oh, yeah.
I want a history of why perfume ads are the way they are.
Mm.
Why is every perfume ad like that? When did it start? Why do we advertise perfume and cologne this way? Because they're all the same and no other ads are like them.
That's true. They do have a very specific... I wonder if part of it is to indicate... I don't know how it would start, but now they're not going to change it because they want to indicate to you that it is a perfume ad in some way to, like, trigger, like, oh, perfume, I like perfume. This ad's coming on, you know?
I'm really interested to know how that happens.
Yeah. It must be hard to sell perfume in media because the whole thing is smell.
Unless you can spray it on and it turns purple, then it's easy.
But who's gonna make it?
Real perfume.
Yeah. I just always think of Brenda being the sacrificial lamb to be like, see? She's like, I can't. I still think of some of our contestants that now, in my head, are more famous top model contestants.
Double like, Amy.
Not Ainsley.
Oh.
Ainsley for Podleadum top 10. Truly, she gave us so that's a thing we should talk about too in our Fiercy Awards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is we should differentiate Podleadum stars from top model stars.
Oh, yes. Because I'm telling you, Winnie is not a Podleadum star.
No.
I love the idea of like an infamous pill award because Brenda was just a pill. She wasn't a villain. She was just. Ugh.
Shouldn't have been on that show, but I loved every minute she was. Honestly, looking back, that cycle had a lot of the petty drama that I've been missing.
Yes.
This fucking relationship drama.
Awful.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. I don't want it.
And it's a shame, too, because I thought we'd kind of be over uncomfortable, not fun drama, but then it just became about Winnie.
Yep.
So it became about racism and or gossip.
There's a romance in our next cycle, and I can't remember if it's actually non-toxic or not. It might be.
Between you and Niall.
Yes. No, that's
incredibly toxic on your part. Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, look, I'm not going to act like I would be above it if you're trapped in a house and you're bored.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you want to hear another fun factoid about Lex's theater life?
Always.
You know.
Okay.
Literally.
So most of the shows would get double cast. Mm. The plays would get double cast. We did it for, you know, a long time, and then more people could. We had a big drama department. Do you know who never was double cast, ever?
You?
Yep.
How come?
Because I was very good.
So reliable.
Oh,
so dependable.
Sure. No, I get that. I get it from I wasn't questioning, I guess, from a talent perspective, but like, if you got sick, isn't double casting partly understudy-ish?
Am I wrong? Theoretically, but no, in our school, it was double casting a lot of the time because like, there was a lot of people in the drama program.
Maybe I don't understand what double casting is.
Double casting there was one cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there was a second cast.
A shadow cast.
And you would trade off.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
it's not like...
you were just in both casts.
But I was always, in both casts.
Melanie didn't not play that role because she got sick that day. It's just Tuesday, Melinda's turn.
Yes.
Did you play a lot of adults?
No.
I played a lot of adults
well,
in high school.
At
your height?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Me.
It's the voice.
Because I understand why you would say it for Lex, because if you were a tall dude...
Yeah. I mean, I did play... adults, but that was also because the plays were like we did, and then there were none where I played the first one.
Vera.
But
I would live for that.
I played the one that died, who was a fast driver.
Oh, yeah.
Marston.
Yeah.
In Inherit the Wind. Boo. Ooh. Terrible play.
What a strange play to do in high school.
I played the defense attorney. And then in Hay Fever, great play. I played the son. I played the adult son. Mm.
I don't think you'd be good in 12 Angry Jurors.
Oh, yeah.
12 Angry Men, but I think most of the time they call it 12 Angry Jurors now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can have one fun lady.
I also did. I mean, did I?
That's a real cut up on this jury.
That's just jury duty. And now okay. I also did Angels in America where I play.
High school?
Yeah, we did a production of Angels in America.
Wow.
High school was so much safer.
I was going to say, we did Cabaret and it felt like a big deal. Yeah, and the Laramie Project, which also felt like a big deal. Yeah.
We did Little Women and they were like, can you do Cinderella?
To be fair.
Little Women the musical?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Because I was in it. That's how you know.
Before I got there, but my drama teacher, his first play that he did at the school was The Children's Hour. And the school didn't read it, like the administration.
But it just had the title, The Children's Hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that's nice. And there were.
And only an hour we left?
There were complaints.
I imagine there would be.
So that was my drama thing.
That's even a little much for my sensibility, if I remember that text.
Talk about Jerry Jerry. Can you believe that that guy got a contract with, like, Amazon or
HBO? Good for him.
Let him have what he wants.
I guess.
I don't know. That show, I love that show.
Yeah, I do too.
I loved it. I loved the last episode was behind the scenes and showed you how stuff was done. I just
love James Marsden forever. I don't understand how someone that good looking and talented is an underdog, but somehow he is.
I think it's truly because he is so open to making fun of himself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He reminds me of why I've become such a fan of Jessica Biel. And it's all because of what she did on BoJack Horseman.
Oh,
she played herself, and she has this joke. Because the whole series dumps on her. And she dumps on herself as the character. And she keeps saying stuff like, that's un-Jessica believable or whatever. And eventually, she has a perfume line, speaking of perfume, where she's like, it's called B-List. Like me. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I don't.
Because
she was like, yeah, because you're the most Beal you can be. So you're the B-List. And I think I'll be the B-List forever, probably. And it's just like, I can't believe it. This is so funny. So wild that you're playing this. Year's any celebrity who will do that and take the piss out of themselves instantly
warms
my heart.
But it's like real like that too, because I feel like some celebrities try to do it and they're not actually doing it.
The Weeknd on American Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, this thing no one's ever talked about. I haven't.
Prepare for resting. Lose listeners.
Podlead have canceled on Reddit. Did you hear what Lex said about The Weeknd?
Not the best episode of American Dad. But it's, I think it does often come from, to your point, Hannah, I think it's when they're just on someone else's show and they're playing a bit part and the joke is just a dump on them.
Yeah.
Like, and BoJack Horseman was really good at toeing the line.
Yeah. The thing is, I've just loved James Marsden forever and apologies to Ms. Biel because I don't think I've actually seen any of her work.
Seventh Heaven?
I used to watch the last 3 minutes of Seventh Heaven before Gilmore Girls came on ABC Family.
So you got some?
You don't want us to look at David Gallagher's big eyebrows? And I don't think he's related to Peter Gallagher.
I gotta say, Seventh Heaven is one of those things that, like, I've rewatched some episodes recently because I went down this, like, shows that my family watched together. Touched by an Angel, you gotta. Seventh Heaven, you gotta. And it's so funny that, like, clearly those shows are religious.
Right, they're Christian
shows. But the show itself has so much content that doesn't make it better for kids. Like, oh, Touched by an Angel, people get shot, like, all the time.
But do they do it in the butt, JW? I think not.
No, that's the only way they do it.
Hannah, I don't Hannah, have you ever seen Touched by an Angel?
No.
One of the main three characters is the Angel of Death.
Yeah.
So people die every episode that's because hilarious. They have to give him to kill somebody. It's so funny.
I'm just saying, Jessica Biel, while I appreciate what you're talking about on BoJack Horseman,
is
not someone I would look to as a good actor.
She's B-list.
But James Marsden is great.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And he went hard, too, in that show. He was like, I'm evil, basically, as a person. It's so funny. I do like, though, if you haven't watched that show, there's another juror, because they try to cast all unknowns, right? There's one guy who had been doing stuff on The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
And apparently,
was this Parks and Rec guy?
Yes, he was on some Parks and Rec and had done some other stuff. So I'm like, that's a couple of pretty big shows. And he was going to have more stuff. And I feel kind of bad for him because then he gets stuck. He was going to have more stuff to do, but they had to have him interact with the main dude less.
Well, because he said
he said, you look a lot like this, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, uh-oh. Yeah. And I feel bad for that actor because, but also I'm like, well, he's not an unknown.
Yeah,
if he's been on multiple. And he has a very distinct look.
Well, oh, yeah.
Guys, one day we're not going to be able to be cast on another podcast. People are going to know it's not a fake prank podcast.
All those big prank podcasts.
Where the
prank casts, perhaps.
Oh, I bet they're
pod ones. Pranks.
Pod pranks. It doesn't come in a jar. Pod pranks comes from who you are.
If only Betty White were still with us, she would be hosting.
What are some other stuff that y'all are watching right now? I want to hear.
You know the only thing I watch right now.
Love Island. Yeah.
I've been walking my husband through Next Generation.
Oh, fun.
Okay. That's something I grew up watching.
How far along are you?
Not very.
Okay.
Because that's a new thing.
We were a big Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
Sure.
Deep Space Nine is great.
My dad loved Next Generation. Mm-hmm. I swear he had that. And NASCAR, my dad had on repeat.
All of my talk of Niall is going to make sense when I say that William Riker was a very early sex symbol for me.
Yeah.
Was very into Beard,
Riker. Bearded Riker.
Big bearded man. Yeah, oh, yeah, for 100%.
Because early Riker is bald face and it is wild.
Beard forever.
Yeah.
And that bald face is a lie.
We're also watching Righteous Gemstones, which...
I want to give it a shot because I'm not usually a Danny McBride person.
I'm also not a Danny McBride person.
All the clips I've heard from it are really funny, and I'll watch Walton Goggins in anything.
Walton Goggins is amazing. Yeah. Danny McBride is still my least favorite part of the show. Yeah. It's just not my cup of tea, mm-hmm. but the show itself is surrounded by. It's really good.
Yeah.
What
are you watching
today? Well, first of all, importantly, they announced the official One Chicago Instagram that's coming back in January. So they're filming
all
fast.
Of them?
Finally.
They're filming all of them, yeah. They have to premiere at the same time. It's a 3-hour movie that you get once a week. I don't know how long the season's going to be there. If they're going to be like half season, I don't know.
When the Station 19 news came out, I was like, oh, I don't think that's one of JW's.
No, it's just, if it doesn't have the word Chicago in it, it's not one of mine.
Seattle, get out of here.
Yeah. And what's funny is one of the main characters on Chicago Fire, a character, it's Lady Gaga's husband.
I don't know.
I don't remember his name, but it plays Kelly Severide. And he had taken a break from the show because he had been on since season one and it's on like season 12 or something now. Yeah. And because of the strike, he got an extended break. Ooh. And so he's coming back, I think, in the first episode. Ooh. I was like, yeah, because he got bonus break. He's happy to come back now. He got a full extra year.
I'm excited for Traitors with No Normies.
Sure.
I gotta watch the first season because of Love Island. I know too many people.
Yeah, also the first season has Kate, who...
Oh, that's all I've heard.
Well, she's the star.
Yeah.
Everything else is inconsequential.
Talk about someone who begrudgingly is there.
I've also heard that Reindeer Games is great. Big Brother Reindeer Games
It's not bad.
It's great. I need to watch it.
Yeah, I've been watching
it. Oh, and of course,
it's like a little
we're
All-Stars.
Almost at the end of the most recent season of Ink Master.
Finally. Yes. Yeah. I'm still disappointed with the format of this season.
Yeah, it was way too short.
And I'm not a teams person on any reality show. No. I don't like it. I think that it becomes, it's just too many people.
Yes.
And I hear what you're saying about the Traitors having an all-celeb cast. But I do like reality shows that still have an all normie cast as well. Like separate.
It was just that mix of celebrity and normies meant normies always like deferred to celebrity.
Exactly. And you have to have all of one or the other. Yes. Right. And I think Traitors is a show that's made for celebrities. It's why I'm glad where there was never, to my knowledge, like a celebrity survivor or whatever. Right. Like the celebrity stuff to me is.
You just want Lisa Welch randomly there.
Yeah. And that season with Lisa Welter. So funny that the entire time she is worried about two things. People recognizing her and then not wanting to give her that money. And those eyebrows going back. Uh-huh. She plucked for... I love her. To be clear, I'm making fun of her out of love because... Great. The whole cast of The Facts of Life. Give it to me in Big Brother. Oh, let him live.
Drip drop him.
Kim Fields doesn't need it though. She's on, her 80th sitcom.
The thing with Ink Master is that I agree with you about the teams, but I like the coaching aspect because it's nice to see someone get coached and actually do better, which doesn't always happen on reality TV shows, but on Ink Master actually does.
I have mixed feelings about situations where, and I love Hell's Kitchen, and it definitely happens on Hell's Kitchen plenty, where judges are former contestants.
Yeah.
There's something about it to me that there's a part of me that likes it because they've been there, they know what they're going through, and they sometimes offer real advice comparatively to the generic advice that a celebrity would. Mm-hmm. But also at some point I'm like, was the goal now just to be so good at Ink Master that you get a job being a judge on Ink Master? Like what's our barometer for success now?
I think the other problem is also that when they go too all in on one particular person, which is what's happened on Ink Master.
And it was from day one. Do you watch Ink Master?
No.
That's funny because you have so many tattoos.
Well, you only have three.
Yeah.
That's so many. Compared to me, my delicate little baby.
My husband and I were just talking about the statistics of tattoos and how many people have them and how many tattoos those people have.
Oh.
And I do believe that the majority of people who have tattoos, if I'm remembering...
Have more than one.
No, only have one.
Oh.
That's the exact opposite of what I'd assume, because there's such a almost cliche of like, once you get one, you're addicted.
No, I think a lot of people get one kind of memorial tattoo and that's the reason they get the tattoo and then they're done.
That's so interesting.
Because
I would get a second, but I've yet to have a thing that I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, because people ask me that all the time because they're like, you got one tattoo many years ago and you didn't ever get another one. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I know what my next like four tattoos are. And one of them I'm literally getting in 2 weeks. So.
Ooh. I thought you were about to say today. You're going to run and get it.
I got one this week and I'm getting one in 2 weeks.
That's like when I had my big one and my little one.
Yeah. I'm glad we never had a consistent Podleetum logo. So
oh,
we didn't have to get that. We should record ourselves.
No, we do have, clearly there's definitely a Podleetum tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's round in a circle.
Yeah.
That's true.
Obviously.
We all, no, you could get a bird on your shoulder.
I'm going to get a wolf that's baying Ja.
Oh no, do we all have to get multiple Podleetum tattoos? See, but that's the thing about that one, Hannah. I'm going to argue it should be a Podleetum joke. Not a show joke.
Mm. I don't think it was a joke on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Fine, I'll get the plum cookie tattoo I've always thought.
It's just a blob.
Like Danish cookies.
Me DMing an artist on Instagram being like, yeah, I just really want a tattoo of a plum cookie. And they're like,
what?
A fig Newton? And I'm like, no, a plum cookie.
They're a big hit at the bake sale. Everyone must eat a plum cookie.
It's the only cookie magical children
eat. Oh, now this makes me think about other things tattoo-wise that are like jokes. Good Around is obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously the main one. Oh, man.
But if you have some ideas, you can go to Discord for some hot takes.
Just get the tattoo and then put a picture on Discord.
Oh, my God.
That's what you could get on, like, your chest. Hot takes, iced tea.
Iced tea. But maybe I'll mix them up.
Oh!
You can find us anywhere at podleetum.com or send us an email at podleetum@gmail.com. You can find me anywhere at YetCharming.
What?
Mostly lurking on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
What? And I'm on TikTok at JB Crump. Okay.
LOL what?
I almost forgot what I was doing because I said what twice. It's weird to be in person.
And be sure to use the hashtag anywhere you do and get ready for Cycle 22.
Mm-hmm.
Work the hallway like a runway.
Beautytainment, please.
Bap it on, dab it on. That's some other lyrics in that song.
Work the hallway.
So for Podleetum, I have been Lex Lucille Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
I'm J.W. Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleetum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.